Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Highlights from Hebrews, episode 34. And today we're looking at the last three verses of Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 to 16. They read, "Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us, then, approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." We have a wonderful high priest who understands our situation. He's been tempted like us. He did not sin, but he's ready. He's available to help us. Similar thoughts in Hebrews chapter 2. And because of who Jesus was and is in his humanity and his having experienced our life, then we can go to God with confidence. As Tom Wright puts it in his commentary on this passage, "So when we come to pray to the Heavenly Father, we are not shouting across a great gulf. We're not trying to catch the attention of someone who has little or no concern for us." I rather like that. Sometimes you find yourself in a situation where you need to try and get someone's attention. They're a long way off, or there's a lot going on. Perhaps some background noise. I find this at church sometimes. Some of the larger church gatherings I attend, I'd like to speak to someone. They're on the opposite side of the room. There's 100 people between me and them. Everybody's standing up and talking and chatting. There's no chance I can get their attention unless I have a microphone, a loud PA, or extremely loud voice. And if I shouted, I'd annoy everybody. But we don't need to shout like that to God. It's as if my friend on the other side of the room, it's as if I just whispered their name and they came instantly to my side to listen. And it's like that with God. You don't have to offer a fancy prayer. You don't have to shout. You just need to whisper the name of Jesus, and you will find him. You will find God fully attentive to you, ready to offer grace so that you can receive mercy in your time of need. What an encouraging thought for our prayer time today. We finish, as always, with Hebrews 13, 20 and 21. "Now may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will, and may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." Until episode 35, God bless.